Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boone presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Breakway, 6570 Highway 996, Bella Rose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boone at 504-602-5817.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
Are you ready?
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing.
Check it. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house.
Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew.
Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida.
And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man.
Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D.
Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action.
And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang looking for action too.
The game is back.
That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beef racing.
We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler.
And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class.
Gates open at 11 a.m. until
it's going down Texas style.
April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park.
Contact Atomic Dog,
512-775-6563, AtomicDogDragRacing.com.
It's your boy Chuck G.
Feed it.
from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. I hope everybody's doing fine out there. I hope everybody had a lovely weekend. May have been some racing went down. Some parts, maybe I didn't find out about them. If it was a race went down in your area and you want to come on here and talk about that race, feel free to push the one button. Everybody like to know what action happens over the weekend in the world of grudge racing around here in the state of Texas and the surrounding states nearby. We'd like to hear what happens. So if you want to share your experience, you got somebody you want to lock in and get to that point, you do so. If you got an upcoming event you want to talk about, feel free to push the one button and come on here and fit it out about your event, let people be aware. Maybe they can come out. So if we got anybody out there want to speak about the event, they can do so at this time or race that happened this weekend. We got anybody sharing?
You've got a couple of hands up, Tracy, but I can't say that that's necessarily what they're looking for.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead on and say what I want to say. Going off into night, speak about a few races that I know that's going on in some of the upcoming events. As we all know, a Grudge Inc. friend, Boom on Wheels and Grudge Inc. are having a show, the Invasion of Louisiana, going on in No Problem Dragway this weekend. Boom and them got a lot of action going on out there. You're nearby, you can make that event, try to travel out there and support. Boom, come to Texas, important. I'd like to try to give him some support. So I'm going to try to be in the house some kind of way. Following that event there, as you know, right here in Texas, we have the March 16th race going on in Denton, Texas. A lot of people been talking about that event. Anybody have first-hand knowledge? We got a lot to talk about that event. Feel free. That's going to be the second event here in Texas, followed Roy James race there in MLK race, and this is the next one. And as you know, it ought to be a good event. Guys excited about trying to get out and mix it up. For all who don't know, the Grudge Inc. back half belt will be up. The main man, Peanut. Rick showing up racing. They're going to go put the belt on the line, going against Big Bad Birdman in Houston, Texas. So that ought to be a good one. We got a lot of races locked up for that. Somebody can come on and talk about it. They know all the details. Now, for that race, we have Summer. She got Grudge Wars going on, I believe, the following weekend, which will be March 23rd. At Dallas Raceway. I'd like for people to come on out and support that event. After that one, as y'all know, all roads lead to Texas, Houston Motorsports Park. We're doing it again. We got some lockups. Things gonna be going down. Got people coming. I got a call today from a friend of mine out in California. Tail, way from California. They plan on bringing 5 or 6 cars. He will maybe be trying to get on tonight. He got a baseball game with his kids, but he'll try to get on just to let people know. Guys coming from California with 5 or 6 cars. Or he want to come out here and do some racing. I will get it done here in Texas. As you know, we got Hill Billy and Tony Bynes. They're always going at it. They working on their big old lockup. Supposed to have some money locked in. Whatever the details of that race is going to go down. As y'all know, we got Big Sleepy some males in Texas. New and up and coming grudge racer around here that you don't know about. He's been racing for a while, but he's kind of new to spreading out. He's going to spread his wings a little bit and let them hang, going up against Houston, newcomer, Big D. I'd like to see those two guys at Grudge Game get involved, bring an action man, as you know. Also, Big Bird Man, got a shootout. Some other races we got locked in. As you know, we got Eric coming from Florida, locked in with Jake out of Dallas. Also got Eric, who's bringing three cars from Florida, locked in with a Dion and James, and then with the Blind Eye Killer and Troy from Houston, Texas. And we got, you know, other ones. I don't have a list in front of me. Just keep your eyes on the board, keep your ears to the internet, and you will see it. Yeah, we plan to have a good time down at Houston Motorsports Park. So, following that race, April, going on off into, I won't get too far here, but I like to go 2 or 3 months to give people time to plan. Following that race in April, as you know, we got a couple of shows coming up in May, which will be Alley Cats and HTI, Mac and Carlos out of Dallas. They both have a race, I believe it's scheduled around Memorial Weekend or again in May. So mark your calendar, folks. Then we go off into June and we'll stop there. I think Batman has the show around June the 8th. So mark your calendars and we'll continue to go as things get closer. So things getting ready to get crunk up, man. You know, daylight saving time coming up on us. And hey, people going to get excited about it. The weather going to start warming up a little bit and people going to be wanting to move around and make action. So let's do what we got to do, try to make these events, try to support each other in the world of grudge racing. Before we get off of the night's topic, I'm just going to set the stage a little bit. I had a couple of calls from the people in the grudge world, you know, said they wanted to put some things out there. And that's what this show is about, bringing information, putting some things out there, talking about some stuff, trying to make some sense out of what's going on. I got a call from Batman. Batman's out there. You know, we'll get off on a nice topic. We'll let him kind of lead it off first. So this is kind of coming from Batman's perspective. Batman was concerned. He was saying, what is the term raw talent referred to when it comes to grudge racing? What is the term raw talent when it refers to coming to grudge racing? Is it just a driver? Or is it the car that enhances the talent? You know, is there a thing of stretching the game too far or cheating when it comes to grudge racing? Batman got his version. We're going to give him opportunity to speak on it. We're going to talk about it, try to see if we can get some understanding, see how people think about it. Like all to participate, give your opinion. It's based on your opinion, what you think about in this grudge game. How you feel about it, how you look at it. Technology changes so much. A lot of things happen. Some people think it's good for the game. Some people think it's bad for the game. All in all, it's grudge racing. So, hey, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to let him lead the discussion on that before he wants to talk about it. And, wow, man, we got another one coming out of Houston, Texas. Suitcase. Suitcase calls. He said he had something on his mind. He wants to talk about it. He said, man, how come people even become a grudge racer of the year when you try to make races and other people scared to race? You know, hey, real talk, man. Guy said he want to bring action. How can he be considered when people he try to play with scared to race him? Well, I told Suitcase, come on tonight, put your thoughts out there, tell the folks how you feel. Do what you got to do. That's what this show is all about. So with that being said, man, we're going to take this thing to the line and get started and see where we go with this. Hopefully people chime in and give their perspective of the grudge game, what they think about it. Remember this. It's all about interpretation of each one's opinion. So we have to respect that, and it is what it is. So I'm going to go to the line, Sharon. What we got out there?
I've got Batman on, but Tree Man had his hand up. Do you want me to go ahead and open up Tree Man's mic or just open up both?
Yeah. See what Tree Man gotta say right quick. See what he gotta say, and let that man go out there.
Okay, Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, I didn't hit the one button. His phone just be doing it. I mean, it do it on his own.
All right.
But I just mute the mic.
That tree. Push it down, take it down. If you want to say something, then you know how to push it to come back up.
He said he didn't put his hand up in the first place. So, Tree Man, just if you can't get it down, just mute your phone. I'll leave your mic open, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I guess we got Batman want to come off and lead the discussion tonight on what he feel like the term raw talent is. So, Batman,
your mic is open. Batman, your mic is open.
I don't think his mic is open though.
Okay, see if you can open it up on your end because it shows it's open on my end.
Batman,
hello?
How you doing? Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, man? What's up, Trace?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just over here, man, in my shop, man, building my car, getting ready for the 16, building my little motor, man, you know. Trying to do my little thing, man, for the 16, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to be a part of this Racing Grudge deal, man, you know. That's all I'm doing right now, man, you know. I'm putting my block together as we talk right now, man. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Just sitting back, man. I told folks, you know, you have some things on your mind. We're speaking about, you know, you wanted to talk about a topic called raw talent. And what is raw talent? We put it out there on the board. So you're going to let your lead discussion give your opinion. Everybody got their opinion. What it might be, once you get started, they might chime in and say what they got to say. But, hey, man, tell the Brewers world, you know, what you think about the term raw talent and what it means to you as far as Brewers race.
Well, like I told you, you know, the topic came up on my board. You know, I just put it out there because I was just thinking, you know, me and a good friend of mine, Darryl, which that's Motion, which I know he is, we was on the phone the other day, and we were just chopping up, and we were just talking about, you know, just raw talent, you know, racing been in the game for a pretty good while. Know how to cut trees, you know how to get that car down the track. You know, the one thing that don't understand, man, Tracy, is that a lot of guys don't understand really what a grudge race is, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just nobody just popping up there, man, you know, trying to do their thing. Or, man, it's key to this game that we're in, man, you know. And you can tell the difference in, like I tell people, drivers. There's two drivers in grudge race. You got a pressure driver and you got a non-pressure driver. And I tell people all the time, you'll find out who's who when it comes down to putting that money up and cutting them trees. Now, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are these pro tree boxes, and, you know, that's what they're living off of. A lot of guys don't even know the game, but I've been in this game for pretty good. You know, you can get that, you know, available to your car if you know how to dial it down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out here, they use those boxes, and I really think, like I tell, you know, I was talking to Tom, I said, man, you know, that's really kind of, you know, putting a cheat on a person, which, you know, a person next to him that don't have that kind of box, and just going out their natural ability. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were chopping up about that whole conversation, man. That's how this, you know, this topic got started. And I had to kind of put it on my board and wanted to get some, you know, some replies on it. So I called you and see what you thought about some of these replies, too. So my deal is, like I said, is, man, Rob challenged me. Get up there and cut a tree and they own a natural ability, you know what I'm saying, just by eyesight, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like running, you know, somebody that's running beside you that got that kind of electronics in their cars. It's kind of like you running against that box. And I know for a fact that you cannot beat that box. I don't care what nobody says. You might beat it once, but on a consistent basis, you're not going to beat it because it's going to do it every time, you know. And that's why I tell people, you know, as grudge racers, to some sort, we have to kind of like limit this stuff kind of down because the grudge racers got kind of wild with this, you know. Also, we was talking about this as well, you know, a backhand versus another backhand, true backhand, you know. And then you got a lot of these guys, they putting fiberglass bodies on these cars, calling them backhands, which that's not really necessary. So, you know, it's the same idea. You know, you're versing basically the chassis car versus the backhand car, which is no comparison. But like I told you the other day, man, we got to kind of try to get this stuff kind of organized, man, because if we don't and we let it get all out of hand, it's going to blow a whole bunch of stuff, you know, out of proportion. Then you're going to get a lot of guys that don't even want to get in the game no more because they can't compare to that kind of car, you know. I know back in the day, Trace, when we were racing, you know, we had some true back-ass cars, you know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. And, you know, everybody, it was a lot of guys in the game. But I know the times done changed. I know it's electronics and everything else. But, you know, to me, I was racing a guy for some big money, and I felt like he had that kind of ball. I was racing, man, simply because, it, you know, especially if both of these cars pretty much run the same time. You got an edge on you right off the top. He's not cutting that light off natural ability. He's cutting it off that box, and he's going to make it happen. I can tell you several guys that got those boxes in the car, but I don't want to pimp the game like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a topic that we were just talking about, and I think as a racer myself, I've been in it 30 years myself and just seen a lot, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like I said, that's really kind of putting a cheat on the game when you're doing that. Now, I guarantee you what, like I said, once again, you find some guys that know how to cut these trees out for natural ability. Some of these guys have been around for a long period of time and know how to do that. But like I said, you got new electronics coming in, and, you know, they're putting these things in their cars. And like I said, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it, but I am, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah, it's up to you if you want to get up there or not, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's kind of blowing the whole stuff out of proportion. But that's all I just, that you get some comments on that.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, Batman. So, in other words, you know, I know you got to, you know, got to look at it like this, man. With the day, like you say, years ago, back in the day, we didn't have none of that stuff. You had to go for what you know. You know, and this is grudge racing. And grudge racing today, you know, people look at it in many ways. They, you know, a lot of people look at it as, hey, man, I'm going to win by all costs. So, you know, but I hear you, your opinion of it, you know, you saying, hey, man, guys coming out with these tricked-out cars, fiberglass bodies, some of them coming out with these boxes on their cars to help them cut the tree and anything like that. Man, you know, I understand your opinion. To you, sound like you saying it's a form of cheating the game and saying we got to get, you feel like, hey, man, we got to get, put some kind of limits on this because they ain't using raw talent. They got help. I mean, that's your perspective on it, you know. I don't want to lead the discussion, but I want to get some other people to put some input on the show. You know, you threw it out there. You want to see what people think about that. Hey, people, push the one button. You heard what Batman said. Do you feel there's some kind of cheat? Do you feel the game has changed so much that it ain't fair because people taking advantage of this technology? My perspective on it, man, I understand it's grudge racing. Man, with grudge racing, people going to have a trick of the week. People feel like if I trick them, I can beat them. You know, so people going to do anything. But I want to go to the line. I want folks to push the one button. What do you think about what Batman said? So fiberglass bodies on back half cars, is that cheating? Does that make that a chassis car? If you got a box on your car and you come in to try to grudge race the guy, are you tricking the guy? Are you cheating the game? Hey, man, push the one button. What do y'all think? There's a lot of guys been around a long time. Some of these guys are new to grudge racing. There's a lot of trick of the week. There's a lot of technology going on. Do you feel that this is cheating the game or hurting the game? Push the one button. I want to hear from you. The man put it out there. He want to hear some answers. Let's push the one button, give your perspective on it, and we want to see how everybody feel about it. We're gonna go to the line. I'm gonna see Tree Man. Your mic's open. You got a comment on that?
No, I mean, he pretty much covered everything. Everything he's saying making sense. I mean, I just wait, you know, pretty much and catch it on up in the show, and I got a comment.
You got a comment? Okay. Hey, we'll go line, Caesar. I push the one button. You heard me say. Is having boxes on the car today, is that cheating the game? Having fiberglass bodies on the car, on the back half car, does that mean that puts you, Batman referred to as, maybe you got a fiberglass body, you should be considered a chassis car? Hey, man, there's a lot of opinion. I can sit here and give different scenarios on a lot of things, but in the end, my mind tell me, man, in the game of grudge, people going to do what they got to do because the name of the game is try to turn that W on by all costs and try to win that money. I like to hear what you guys got to say based on what Batman said. Don't be afraid. Push the one button, man. Put it out there. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel there got to be some difference, some changes? What do you think? Who we got, Sam?
So far, everybody's shy on that topic, Tracy.
Well, hey, Trace, let me add this to this too. Maybe you can get them to roar a little bit. You know, as far as Let me break it down so people can understand what I'm saying, okay? As far as the box, I'm saying everybody pretty much where I know this. Probably why they're pretty kind of quiet, man. But let me tell you something. As far as, I mean, these electronic parts, the nitrous controllers and all this stuff, all this is necessary. And I don't have a problem with that because I know for a fact when you got two or three stages on the car, there's no way it's possible you can hit all those buttons at the same time and make your car go as consistently. So that is all good. But I'm just saying, when it comes to that light, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you got a close race, man, that race is really worn off that light, man. You know what I'm saying? And you and I know this as well, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let somebody else speak on that, and that's what I was talking about, too. I broke it down a little bit more. Let's see what they got to say.
Troy, your mic is open.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Troy?
I ain't nothing much, Tracy. I'm in agreement with Batman far as the electronic-wise on the light. Because like we say in the topic is raw talent. Raw talent is something that you can't teach. Now, raw talent is something that you can groom and make better, but you got the talent to cut a light. You got the talent to cut a light. I feel like that's what makes grudge racing grudge racing. Now, if you got a box in your car to make you cut a 003 every time, like you say, you might beat that box 1 out of 500 times, but you're not going to beat that box. And I'm in agreement with him. That's kind of like, you know, hindering the game. It ain't like that. And, you know, that's what grudge racing's from, you know, from the streets and, you know, dropping off a flag and stuff like that. So you got a box in your car. I feel like that's crossing the line now. The topic on a fiberglass body, that's like a different ordeal. You know, we always take weight out of our cars and stuff like that to, you know, make them faster, but that's like a different topic that I don't really know much about. But as far as that box, I definitely feel like, you know, that's not good right there.
So I mean, just listening to you say that and you support what Batman said, are you saying, no, in the game of grudge racing, it ain't win? How you can win if a man is betting his money? You saying that there's a limitation, you don't cheat the game. So sound like you saying if they got a box, it's cheating the game. What happened to run with your brung? Hope you brung enough. Get up there, put on your car what you want to put on it. How do we know if a guy got a box? So you saying if you assume a guy got a box, I heard Batman say, I'm not going to call names out, you know, and he don't have to call names.
Right.
I understand. But me, my opinion, this is my opinion from my perspective, I understand grudge game the way it is today. What is the difference, my opinion, from a guy that has a 75-31 box on his car and he operates everything, tuned it through a laptop, and then you got an old school guy on here that might have just an MSD box on his car and he got to go in and do everything with the chips. He don't gather much, not as much data like the person that knows how to work that 75-31 of that grid box. You wouldn't say that's the same. I'm looking at it like this here. With today's time and grudge racing, you know, hey, people going to do what they got to do to win, and that's just like people going to put different stuff on their car. But you feel like this part is cheating the grudge game, so, you know, you think that we should get away from that. What happened to run with your brung, try to negotiate you a deal, and hope you can win? I mean, don't everybody have the same opportunity to buy a box if they wanted one?
But hold on, Trace. Hold on, Batman. You make a valid point. I got a 75-31 with chips in my car. I ain't got no power grid. I ain't got no 75-31. I'm that guy that run a car with no laptop. So I'm all for that. But to be honest with you, Trace, I've never, until we just had this topic, I never thought somebody would have a box to help them cut a better light until y'all just brought up this topic. That's the last thing on my mind, because I know what my job is to do when I get to that tree is kill that tree. I don't really care that you have a box. I mean, because my job, I can only control my lane.
But Tracy, let me tell you something here, Tracy. With the 75-31 box, man, I don't think that box is good for it. It's to turn stuff on and off. I mean, you can do it the same way with any other box if you know how to do it. Now, I'm saying, as far as me, I haven't been in the game for a long time. And trust me, I can look at your car, and I can tell you everything that you got on your car and what it's doing and what it's capable of up doing. You know what I'm saying? That's because I've been in the game for a while. But this is what I'm saying to those who just got into the game and don't know, is to learn the experience from there. Now, fear of pimp nobody in hand about, you know, what they're going to do with their car. Because to me, you know, girls racing is a hustling type of game anyway. You're trying to out-hustle the guy anyway. Now, let's get that back in perspective. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying, for a guy that don't know, that, you know, just green, as we say, that's just green, that don't know nothing about, you know, the electronics or don't keep up with it, yeah, you're really kind of in danger on that because you really don't know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the slick stuff that go on with the girls race, that's what makes it so exciting. You know what I'm saying? Because you really don't know. And like I said, girls race is like a secrecy. You know, everybody got their secrets on what they do. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying for those who don't know, you know, because you can't fool me. Because if I see what kind of car you got and I can even look on the inside with it, I know what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying for the guys that don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, it's really keeping a cheat off of, you know, if you know it. You follow what I'm saying? So that's where I was getting at right there. You know, 7531 box is just a better version than anything else. You know, yeah, you can control stuff, but it turns on and turns off stuff, you know. And you got some old style stuff can do it too, if you know what you're doing with.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. So, in your opinion, so therefore, if you look in a car and you decide that guy, you want to race that guy, and you look in his car and you decide that that guy got some kind of light color in there, is that going to stop you from racing him because you feel like, hey, man, he got that in there? I'm just saying, you made the comment it's kind of like cheating the game. Your opinion, if you know, if you don't know, it's one thing, but if you know the guy got that in his car, you saying that'll stop you from racing him?
But what I'm saying is, it might not stop me from racing, but I'm saying I'm going to be aware, because basically if I know, for one thing, if I'm going to race you, I damn near about know where you're going to run at anyway, because I got a playbook that I look at anyway. You know, if I say, hey, Trace, I'm going to race you, I'm going to watch you for a minute anyway and see what your car do and where you weak at and see where I can take advantage of that. See, that's just being a racer, a real true brothers racer, because ain't nobody just going to go out and blind run nobody and don't know what's going on with. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying I may not run you. It just depends on if we close or maybe not, or if light going to make the, you know, much difference. Because I know for a fact if we just damn near at the same time, and I know you got that box, and I don't, 9 times out of 10, you going to have an edge on me anyway.
Hey, well, I'm going to ask you this here from a driver's standpoint. And I'm just going to ask you this, you tell me. If you go to a car, you know, we all go look at cars, kind of look them over, see what we think about it, whatever. But I'm just asking you, just listening to you say that, if you walk up to a guy's car and you know you're going to race this guy, you might be already locked in that guy to run, and then you go over and you see something and you discover, man, you think he got that box. Does that kind of put you defeated from the words they go? Because, man, your mind, you know, you saw something that you didn't like and you said, man, this guy's going to beat me out the hole. Don't that, can't that throw you off your game?
Well, this is what I'm saying, Tracy. You know what a 60-foot is, right? And I do, too. You know for a fact is this. If a guy got a tremendous 60-foot and y'all damn near by even on the run and he cut your light, that man gonna put a quarter and a half on your ass after gate. If he cut a hell of a light. If that man cut an 03 light, you cut an 021, 03, that man damn near got a quarter and a half for you when he leaves.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what does that, will that throw you off? Is, you know, what, in the case that you locked in, and then you find out that it's in there, don't that kind of rattle me? Wouldn't that rattle you?
Well, the deal is you might want to talk to somebody that don't know about that, because I'm not gonna lock in nothing. I don't know nothing about you. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, let's get some other opinions. Some guy, push one button and tell me what you think about that. This is a topic that come up. Batman said he was on his board, and, you know, some of the new guys out here might not know. Some of the guys that have been around a while might understand it. What I'm saying with today's time in the world of grudge racing, you know, it's wrong with your bum. Then say, oh, wrong with your bum, but don't bring this. I mean, what do you think, guys? Push the one button. It's a lot. We got a full show here. There's a lot of people on here. Hey, man, push the one button. Guys, give your opinion. What do you think? Where are we going with grudge racing? Are we making it a class race? Or is it still wrong with your bum? Or do we want to start trying to put some limits on it? It's just a conversation. It's just about everybody's opinion. Push the one button, share, and let's go to line and see what some of those people got to say according to what Batman is throwing out here. Petty's on his board with his, what's happening.
Funky Town, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, K-Law? What's going on, man?
I've been sitting up listening. I support Batman all the way about Grudge Racing. I've been around a long time, and like you say, electronics and boxes and stuff, that's really cheating on Grudge Racing. So what I think, my opinion is, if you're going to Grudge Race, I suggest somebody don't set it on rage mode. I suggest that guy just mash that button where the boxes can't work. You just have to go on your own knowledge, on raw power. So my suggestion is, if the Grudge Race, I wouldn't suggest that they leave it on rage mode. Like competition, that way them boxes won't work. Because I think the boxes is cheap, because you got your boxes set with the timers on them trees, so that's just like a bracket racer. They got them boxes electronic, so they all cheap. I mean, that's in the game. So when it comes down to Grudge Racing, that's not on your own knowledge. That's with them boxes. So
I'm asking you. Suppose you're racing a guy and you got your money locked in, and you race a guy and you just feel like you had that box, and after the race, you just felt the guy had the box, and you feel like you got cheated at the race and you beat you?
Well, really, yeah, but you take a chance because you know everybody's been cheating. They have these boxes now. So you're taking a chance going against the box. What I just said, though, if you, like you had that track, I would agree to somebody mashing that button up there, mashing that tree deal instead of setting it on a competition. That way you can, that eliminate them boxes. Or you never know when that guy going to mash that button.
Okay, damn it. Now, what are you doing in case you're going to stipulate your race and you running the guy? And y'all ain't talking about motorcycle other than, hey, he said he got a big block. You understand? You got a big block. Hey, and you know, you think you can outrun that guy, all right? And you all you got on your car is one gun. You find out after the race that guy got 3-4 guns on his car. Do you feel like that guy cheated you, or he just outstripped you?
No, he cheated you. But I just. If you get out there, that's on you. You're taking a chance because a lot of people will tell you, man, I ain't got but 2 stages. They really got 3 or 4 stages. They ain't nobody really honest in Grudge Racing. You know, some people might and some people might not. Who knows? So if you get up there, I mean, you really got cheated, but you got to pay that off because you got up there. Even if he say he didn't have the box, even though he say he didn't have the box in his car, and you go back there and look when you finna pay him off and see the box, I mean, you know, you have to do your homework before you even race. Say, well, this guy might have 4 stages. I still think I can beat him if he do. It's up to you. So if you put yourself out there, I feel like you got cheated, but you still got to pay. That's just a lesson learned.
So, in other words, your opinion, you saying that when you go to negotiate your race, you think that's a fair question to ask, man, you got a box or not? So you saying that it's hit in that direction? I'm just saying out there, we want to put the information out there. We want people to push the one button. This is Grudge Racing. We just want to hear what people feel about it, see what people think about it. Do you think that's something that you should ask in the stipulation and the guy should rightfully tell you, or you think the guy, if he holds it back, he cheated you?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Marlon, your mic is open.
Marlon, go ahead.
Who?
979-2271, your mic is open.
No. I'm just listening.
Okay. When you hear him, push the one button, take your hand down for me.
But Trey,
okay, go ahead. See what somebody else got to say. Push the one button, guy. We want to hear what you got to say. It's kind of interesting to see how people think about this.
Marlon, push the one button one more time. Take your hand down. Lorenzo. Your mic is open.
All right, Tracy. Go ahead. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, man.
I don't actually think the box is cheating because I'm like this, sir. I feel like you buy what you want to buy for your race car. If you grudge racing, you come to run with your brung. And I feel like, you know, if you feel a man got a box, if you feel that way, switch the tree up on it. Tell me you want to do a 5-10 tree or a 4-10 tree, whichever one you want to do. All you can do is regular stagger tree. I mean, if you feel like you got a box, because I don't feel he have enough time to re-time the box for whatever he need to do. I mean, that's just my opinion on it, but, you know, having a box, I don't feel a cheating because electronics, anybody can buy what they need for their car. Myself, you know, when I go out to race, I'm about what I think I need to win.
I hear you, man. I agree with the same thing. I mean, these guys, you know, the gauge time, they got so much technology. Everybody don't have the same thing, and people using different stuff. I guarantee you, man, you got guys that can work that race pack real slick, and they can get down some tracks the cars can't get down because they know how to control it with the race pack and the 75-31 in the grid box. And I hear people talking about that, okay, but that light color is a cheat. So I'm just, the information that came up, we're putting it out here. We want people to hear, see what you think about it. It ain't no right or wrong answer, it's just how people feel in the game of grudge racing, and we're just trying to see how people, what they think about it.
But nothing about grudge racing, it's a matter of being able to out-talk your opponent. If you can talk them into doing something where you know you got the upper hand on, I mean, hey, that's to your favor. You have to know how to read the game and predict what's going on. I've heard turners on the East Coast. I never heard in Texas. And hey, I'm learning. That's just something you got to catch on to all the latest turns and what's going on.
Hey, I hear you, man. Hey, okay. Well, let's go to the line. See what some other people got to think. I mean, some people seem like they think it's cheating the game, and you know how these couple of them think that, you know, it's all fine. We're just trying to see what people think. You got to remember this. Based on what we say. We just talking about right here. We just talking about what's going on right here. We're probably sitting on. Somebody needs to mute their mic. If you're not talking, I hear a car or something in the background or somebody sleeping, mute your mic. This is just based on conversation we're talking right here. But you got to remember, around the world, there's a whole lot going on with different cars. And, you know, when you're going out there, just like Batman said, you better try to learn the game. You better try to understand and know what's going on. When you're dealing with a car, you better try to do your homework a little bit more. Seems like what it's getting to. Do your homework a little bit more. But, hey, is that going to deter people from racing? Is it going to steer people away? I don't know, man. Push your one button. Let's go to the next call and see what somebody else got to say.
Okay, somebody is working on something, doing something. We've got some background noise. If you're not talking, do us a favor and mute your phone. Mute your phone so that we don't get that background noise, and then when you want to talk, just unmute it for us.
What'd you say, Tracy? Tracy's Boom.
What's up, Boom? What's on your mind? Boom, what's on your mind right quick?
Oh, I'm sitting back enjoying your show. I was on it before your show opened, and then I walked in to the auto parts and it killed my car, and I got back on, and I've been enjoying your show, man. It's a great, great conversation, Atomic Dog. And Batman has a great theory of the situation in drag racing, and with all due respect, with that, I agree with him. But at the same time, we're in 2013. Technology is moving up, you know. And I had to come to realization with that too, because I'm not computer smart like laptop and home computers. So, but I have to advance myself with what's going on in this day and time. Now, with that being said, you know, I went to Lena with the Camaro that I had never drove before, never made a pass in before, and I ran down. Man, I red lighted and I lost, okay? But my point being was that I knew that the car that I had, I was foot braking. I didn't have no trans brake. I didn't have no box. I didn't have anything on there. But I felt like I had more muscle than the man that I was running. You know what I'm saying? So, what, you know, but I realized after that day, that I do have to advance myself. Now, come March the 9th and No Problem Raceway, that y'all Camaro y'all seen with Alina, it's fully dressed. It's fully dressed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything, all I got to do is sit in there and release a button. It's doing everything on its own. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I couldn't you know, look different than Don McTruck because of what he had and what I don't have. You know, I just got to step up my game and do what I need to do. And, you know, like I say, everybody's not able to do that. You know, and like I said, you have to study your opponent and choose your race. Because at the end of the day, you got to live with what you did, and you got to pay it off and you got to pick up. So, with that being said, man, also, kind of, I want to give an extended invitation to anyone that want to graduate this weekend. According to the forecast, we're going to have a great, great 75-degree Saturday here in Louisiana. Matter of fact, I have shorts on right now, Atomic Dog, and a T-shirt. So the weather's good over this way. March the 9th, it is going down, man. I have people calling daily. I'm getting 50 to 60 phone calls daily. This is going to be a nice event, man. And if anyone in Texas, you know, have the opportunity or the resources or can make it out to my race, man, I would love to see Texas in the house, man.
Where you saying that?
It's a no-problem raceway. No-problem raceway in Belrose, Louisiana. I'm going to give you a little rundown of who all is coming.
Before you say that, I got a guy that's coming down there. He called me today, coming from my website. He said he's from Texas. Y'all don't know who he is, too. He's going to come down there and dominate y'all. So you got one coming that way, so don't even worry about that.
I understand that. But, you know, on my little Facebook thing and on MTZ, you know, everybody said what they're going to do when they come to Louisiana. But let me tell you something, man. I came to Texas for my first time to a Summer Donner race. Man, y'all got some killers over there in Texas. But let me tell you something. We got some over here, too. So with that being said, you know, it's all grudging. It's all grudging, man. It's racing. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to race, man. We're going to have fun. And I can tell you, if you think of ask Ragtop, do we race over here? He came over here and got it on, but unfortunately he had a little too much power in his car and did a real bad wheel stand where he ran blue ice, you know. But I wish he can get on tonight, and I wanted to see where he at with that rematch, see if he's gonna come and Atomic Dawn, to see if he's gonna come back for that rematch Saturday with blue ice and I want to see what Birdman them got on their mind, because you know we do have a Louisiana backhand belt up for grabs. We do have the fastest motorcycle belt up for grabs. And we also have a true street car belt up for grabs, grudging belt. So we have three belts, Atomic Dog. They're in my possession. So it is going down. Matter of fact, I got off the phone with Jay Ball a while ago. He's making his reservation as we speak. And we're going to go out and have a good time, man, Friday night, testing tuning. So for the people that's listening, that's coming, we are running Friday night, 6 to 10. We plan on opening the gates at 10 o'clock. But according to how many people sitting outside that gate, I will open them gates at 8 o'clock. Okay? But the track will be hot from 2 to 10. We get 8 hours of racing. So with that being said, you know, the worst-case scenario, we'll move if it's real, real packed. We allow us to move the racing up to 12 to 8. However, you know, we're going to make it happen, and we're going to have a great time. I'm catering to my racers. We're having a 6-0, 7-0, and a big dog, big time shootout. Now, we will do a 4-7 if we got the cars. We will do a 5-30 if we have the cars. And any other. And I got phone calls with Junior Draxler. We're going to do them, too. Now, the motorcycle guy, we doing some sweet, 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 sweet stuff for the motorcycle guys. What I mean by sweet, whatever money y'all put up, like for the buy-in, we don't want none of the buy-in. Y'all get 100% of the buy-in money. First and second place. So, I mean, I don't want to hold you short, Summit Dog, with my advertising or nothing like that there. But, you know what I'm saying? You got a real good conversation going on tonight, Summit Dog. And it just listening to this puts me on point. And also, too, Atomic Dog, that I want to put out there with technology and tracks. And I don't know if I should bring this out, but I'm going to bring it out because we do have it here in the state of Louisiana. Y'all guys that travel from state to state, city to city, y'all watch yourself. This is a heads up. There is a program for iPhones. If you have like a smartphone, iPhone, it's a program called 1320. for instance, Tommy Dawg, if I come to Houston, if Houston have that program on that track system, my car got big old NT written all over the windshield, side windows, and the back windows. It won't show. It won't post your time on that billboard. But if I'm sitting in the bleachers with my iPhone on, if your car number 187, it's going to say on that program, 187 left lane, 590 through the quarter mile at 100, at 211 mile an hour. So
you saying right now a person can clock you with an iPhone if you got a number on that car? Are you saying his iPhone a safe with what's in the tower? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that I'm doing my thing as a promoter. There will not. See, that's why when people give people charges like, oh, he went in the tower, found out how fast he honestly didn't have to go in the tower. You feel me? He honestly
didn't go in the tower. Get it fast. Are you saying right now, boom, I hear you saying right now, technology with an iPhone is that advanced. If a person put no time on his car and have a number on that car, then it'll sync with what's in that tower, and he can look at that iPhone and clock the person. I ain't never heard of that before. You know, I don't know everything when it comes to drug racing. Are you saying that they have to fix something?
This is new news for you, Tommy. Listen to me. Listen to the words that I'm saying. Okay, the phone won't do it. The phone don't clock you. The program is tied into the social network from the truck. The truck purchased this from ports. It's basically set up for the port setup system. And if you go to that truck and you don't ask them, is it off, your time will be disclosed to anyone that has a program and they know about it. Now, at my race, it will not be on because I know about it. You feel what I'm saying?
You ain't coming across real clear, so I missed some, but I want the people out here to hear because we have to go back and we got to try to reference some of this information that you're putting out there. So are you saying what kind of program is it? Did you say that they not have it and no problem? You just sat there and asked people what?
I do know they have it in Baton Rouge. And Baton Rouge is having a problem with it because I got a phone call. I mean, you already know when you promoting the race, you get all types of phone calls.
Can I interject there for a second? When you said it, of course, you know, I went on my phone and checked. And actually, he's correct. There is an app that can be purchased in the app store.
Right.
And it says, bring drag racing. This is what it says. This is what it says. Bring drag racing live to your Android device with the 1320 live app online. If your favorite track series has 1320 go live timing, you can watch the racers time and speed as they go down the track, know who won, and have the weather details too. Get the races
absolutely
from over 60 tracks and 50 and series around the world.
Right. Right. So that's why I'm telling you guys, this is news. This is breaking news. I couldn't hold my tongue. I wanted to bring it on my show tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring it on my show, but I'm a racist, and it hurts me. Like, I'm going to tell you why it hurts me so bad. We have a true street car that runs on pump gas. We went to the track, what's the day? We went to the track Saturday. All right? Before we got back to town to run on the streets, everybody knew, somebody in Baton Rouge knew how fast that car was. Now, it ain't been violent, don't many people know about how fast it is, you see what I'm saying? But somebody called me and said, hey, man, you need to tell such as the word is out that this car run blase, blase. So what I'm saying, racers, is when you go to another track or even at your home track, ask about that program, and if they have it, you need to tell them, you grudge racing and you officially do this here, you need them to ask them to play. Do not indicate your car in that program. So, With that being said, and the Tracy, if it's a 10-2, they'll turn it off. They will. They will.
Okay, somebody has more to comment on that. Who was that?
Troy Boone. On that 1320 to go live, you got to be on the network of the tower, though, for you to get live timing at that track.
I understand, but you just what I'm saying.
I know, but what I'm saying, but everything you're saying, I'm just telling you, everything you're saying is correct.
Okay. Right. But
like I said, you have to be on that network or that Wi-Fi of that tower. I understand what you're saying. Everything is correct you're saying. You just have to be on that network. Or that track.
I'm not letting the racers know that it does exist, and we do a lot of traveling all over the world. And I want y'all racers to be aware, man. Be aware, because we have been gotten. When I say we, me and the Hit Squad. If y'all come out March 9th, Saturday, you'll see the Hit Squad. You see all our cars. We got quite a few fast cars. All our cars pump gas, drive them daily, all the interior, everything, and we are some pretty heavy hitters, man, with these three cars.
Say, Boom.
We don't rip up, huh?
Hey, Boom, let me ask you a question. My partner coming down there this weekend, but you got any rabies shot down there?
Any rabies shot?
Yeah, because you got rabies. You told me you're going to bite up everything in the yard in that motherfucker.
Hey, you know what, though? I done got my rabies shot, so I ain't worried about it biting on me. But I ain't going to bite off
my face. You're everything in the yard.
Hey, you know what I said? I said, but I'm not going to bite up nothing. I can't do no. So, I mean, if you get here, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me tell you this. Like, people said, a lot of guys told me, I wanted to go through this real quick before I get into that. Them guys out of Texas, Chris, GT Moosenil, if I'm not mistaken, they bring three cars from Texas. I think Chris them is locking up with DJ Grant. WT Keys and Lynch Mob, Irma Riley, who's looking for Son of Racing. WT Keys and Lynch Mob gonna hook up, and Lynch Mob said Son of Racing might not be in town, but now hey, that's just a message. Don't shoot the messenger. But Boom on Wheels, which is me, I'm locked there with Don Mack, Quarter Mile, Pro Tree. We locked up 300 on 1500 before dark. The Massaville boys are locked up. They locked up 300 on 1000. They get it on. They rivals and they cousins. As a matter of fact, they invading each other, but they also wasting in the invasion too. I think Mo Jeezy is locked up with the Mississippi boys. With their help about it, I think his name is, this dude's name. But anyway, we got quite a few races already locked up, and a lot of races, a lot of people are waiting to see the types of vehicles that's there, because, like you said, a lot of guys are afraid to lock up and don't know what you're bringing. Then also, I got a guy out of, by the name of Crazy Kelly coming from California. He's supposed to bring a couple of cars. Quite a few guys. Matter of fact, I got in touch with Kelly out of California.
Y'all got a big thing going, Boom.
Huh?
Y'all got a big thing going. Y'all got a big thing going. Man, wish y'all have a lot of good races out there, man. But you not to get too far off track. Man, everybody, because we're Boom this weekend, no problem, drag race, do so. But I don't want to get too far, but I like what you did bring to light about that. We're going to have to do some investigation on that and take a look at that. And probably bring it up as a topic. There's some breaking news, like you said. It's always good to put it out there. We got to go try to find something to substantiate it. See, it affects a lot of people, a lot of different tracks. But we're going to move on. I want to kind of continue on to this topic. We had some hands up. Some people want to kind of add to it. So I don't want to get too far off track. We kind of drifted. But, you know, I would like to give you an opportunity to talk. But let's just kind of move on. I'm kind of curious to how some of this is going to come out. We're going to continue on with this terms of raw talent and what people feel about in the game of grudge racing. Is it cheating going on when people got that light cutter box in their car? Hey, Sharon, let's go to the line. Just hang on, Boom. You might want to chime back in, but I had some people been texting me and wanting to say something. So let's see what some of these people got to say before they go cold.
Butler boy, your mic is open. 832-9872, your mic is open.
Hello?
Okay, I'll come back to him. Suitcase, your mic is open.
Yes, how you doing?
Go ahead, Suitcase.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're fine. How are you?
Okay, well, on that topic there, I don't think it's cheating by using the electronic to get down the track, you know. And I got a few guys I would like to say something about the grudge racing. Now, I had a comment on that. How can I win for grudge racer of the year and when I can't get no race, you know? It's hard to get races. When you call them guys out, they get mad. And it's just like it's hard, you know? And I'm not that fast.
Who are some of the people you got? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you got frustration that you want to race and somebody not want to race you?
Yeah, there's a few guys out there. It's like, I got on Glassman. Glassman said he's gonna do it this Sunday, so we'll see. And I called Ricky Brown out, and he told me that he wants the back down the moon. I'm willing to give him the back down the moon, but I like to do two races like I told him because I already know if I give him the back down the moon.
Hold on, before you go too far, Suitcase. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
We got two topics going here, but you hold on.
Okay.
You said you want to give Ricky Brown something. Let's see if we can get Ricky Brown on. You telling the girls, well, let's you tell it to Ricky Brown. Hey, Sharon, let's see if we can get Ricky. Let's see if we can get Ricky Brown on the phone.
Okay, Tracy, give me a minute. I'm trying to get a couple other people on. So if you can kind of continue the conversation until I can do that.
We want him to have a chance to hear what you say. So go ahead on, Suitcase. When he come on, we get him on. We want him to have a chance to, rebuttal what you say. And anytime we got somebody trying to lock up a racer, do something like what you're trying to do, we want to try to not stop that. We want to try to make racers not stop races. So we're going to see if you for real or you pump faking. So just hang on for a second. But keep on talking about what you're talking about.
I like to do that race. I like to do that race with Ricky Brown on your race next month. So I like to give him the moon first and then give him the back time the moon the same day.
That's pretty interesting right there. So, Ricky Brown, we're going to let Ricky Brown talk for himself. He's trying to get him on right now. Until he get on, if somebody want to comment on something, just hang on. Because she's trying to get him on the line right now. But who else are you talking about? You threw that name out there. You got something else on your mind? Somebody else on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I like to get the moon from Hawes. I like doing Hawes. And Bushnell, I like to drive Bushnell.
If anybody knows Horace, you say you like to get the move from Horace?
Yes, sir.
If Horace out there pushed the one button, Bushnell out there, everybody got Bushnell number. If she come back, if she get Ricky on, we'll let you talk to him. But you throwing a couple of names up like you trying to make action some kind of way, so we want to see if we can get you about it one way or another and let these people have an opportunity to either accept or decline what you have to say, because this year the girls show up at girls racing, and anytime a person want to race, we want to try to see if we can make that race happen. So just hang on for a second. Everybody, if Horace is out there, push the one button. I don't know Bushnell. I never seen Bushnell on this show, but if anybody know Bushnell, can get him on the line, please do so. So just hang on 1 second. Bushnell, we're going to go to the line and see what this other person got to say right quick. I seen this hanging up a while ago. Let's see what he got to say. Butler Boy, you out there? 832-9872, Butler Boy, you out there?
Yeah, come on, Tracy.
What's going on? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going down?
Not a whole lot. What's on your mind?
Shit, I can't call it. I didn't really hear that. I just jumped back in the pickup truck. So somebody called me out or something?
Well, now I seen your hand up a while ago. Yeah, I don't know if it was about the topic or what. I saw your hand up a while ago. Did you push it?
I might have accidentally pushed it when I jumped back in the pickup truck.
You jumped back in the pickup truck? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sitting back enjoying the show. You know, like I said about that electronic deal, man. Hell, it just run what you brought. Hope you brought enough. No matter what kind of damn electronics you put in there, you can have some electronics to make you fly to the moon. But when you get outside the blue flame of my car, I ain't gonna give a damn what you got up in there. May the best man win, and that's the way I look at that topic. So all that other shit they talking about one man taking off before the other because he got a pro-tree device in his car. Hell, you don't need to be no girl race if you're worrying about that. And Batman, you need to find me a race up there so I can come up there and drag some ass on the 16th.
I got you one, but you ain't gonna like what I give you, though.
Shit, whatever it is, just call me. You got my number.
Yeah, I got you one, but you ain't gonna like what I give you.
Shit, if I think I can get there, I bet you I ain't gonna run. I bet you that much.
Yeah, I got you one.
You just keep that 60-foot secret that you've been blabbing this morning. And then I can... Trace, I'm going to sit back here, man. I'm just listening a little bit. Appreciate it.
Okay, I got you. I think somebody else wanted to say something. Sharon, before we go, you got Ricky Brown on?
Hey, Ricky Brown is on.
Ricky, somebody wants to say something to you. Sharon, while Ricky go talking, Trey wanted to get on. Can you get Trey? Trey wanted to get on. He wanted to say something. He said he can't get in, but go on, Ricky Brown. Suitcase Island.
What up, Suitcase? What's up, Ricky? What up?
We're going to do that race on Tracy deal.
What day is that, man?
Huh?
What day is that?
Next month.
April 6th.
He's coming
April 6th.
Yeah, we're going to do something. Yeah, because I'm still doing some shit in my car anyway. I thought you were talking about next Sunday.
Yeah, we can do it this Sunday, but I'm just trying to do something on the show.
I want to do a trailer show. I want everybody to see that ass with me.
That'll give you a little more time.
Yeah. We do a trailer show. We'll do something.
That's cool. We're gonna do it like that. You gonna take the moon first,
huh?
You gonna take the moon, and then I get it back down the moon, same day.
No, you give me back down the moon first, right?
No, I'm gonna get the moon first, but you gonna be scared of race me if I get it back down the moon first.
Okay, you crawfish level, man. You tell me I'm giving it back down the moon first. We're talking about that Sunday.
No, I say I will give you both races, but I won't give you the moon.
No, I came up with an idea. I said, Suitcase, you give me the back time to move. I said, if I beat you, you said you would give me the move the next race. Give your race back.
Okay, can we just lock in both races then? We're going to lock both races.
I ain't locking in nothing, man. I'm 53 years old. I might not be living tomorrow. We'll show up our races, but I ain't going to lock in nothing. But I told you I heard shit from you Sunday, didn't
I? I didn't mute the mic. I just want to sleep. Need to find that. Well, man.
But if you're not here, then I know if you're gone, we can't race. But we can lock it in. That way we sure that we're going to do that.
That's okay. You know that, man. You know that.
That's all right. But I'm going to put
it locked with my phone, man.
When I got in the joke, if you hit the one button, they think you want to talk.
I guess another no race there. No race. All right, I guess.
I did.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, Tracy. Right there.
Well, I mean, he didn't say he'd race. He just said he didn't want to race, but y'all could have tried to negotiate some kind of deal on the condition that, hey, neither one of y'all cars is broke. Y'all get to the track, y'all could have locked in a little something, say, hey, we both at the track. This is a done deal, and this is what we're going to agree to. You can make tentative agreements. Even though it's far out, based on the fact that both of y'all show up through the gate with y'all car, that y'all race is locked in, one race this way, one race the other way, just to put a little insurance on it so nobody won't get to the track and change their mind. So, you know, that's just up to y'all. I want to put a condition on it just to make sure something go down.
Yes, sir. Watch what I tell you. It ain't going to be no race. It ain't going to be on my part, though. I bet that.
Okay, well, Ricky said he'd rather just wait and see what happens. So, hey, we got to wait. I mean,
I'm going to wait on him. I'll wait on him. That's no problem. I'll be waiting.
Okay, there's somebody, Sherry, you need to mute that mic. Somebody sounds like they're slow and they're sleeping, man. So,
No. I think that's Trey. I got Trey on the phone, and that may be Trey you hear.
Trey, go ahead, Trey. You ready to say something?
Hey, if somebody, hold on, Tracy, for a second. If somebody's driving, we can hear it, so mute your phone if you're not talking for me, please. That way I don't have to go through and try to close everybody's mic and search for it. Okay, I think that's it, Tracy. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Trey. What's happening?
Oh, ain't nothing. Get on there and say what's up. You know, I don't be pressing that one button, man. I've been in rehab, but they gonna go and let me come out, though.
Well, what you got on your mind? What you got to
say? Let me get the break, Case. All right, you don't worry about the other dude.
Shit, you got that.
Okay, bet. No, I can't leave, dude. Anyway, I need the break so I can get down the track.
Shit, you got that.
What y'all talking about racing? Let the grudge run. Y'all think y'all got it. Let the grudge run know what y'all talking about.
He told me that as soon as I came back, he was going to bust my head first. I ain't scared, though. Nah, I just seen the topic scary racist. So I told y'all I was going to press the one button today. I'm coming back. I'm out of rehab.
So are you okay? Some of y'all just pump faking. What's the deal?
Who, me and Case?
Yeah, y'all talking about doing some of y'all pump faking.
No, I'm messing with him. We gonna do it, but I'm just giving him a hard time.
Okay.
Hey, you got fired.
What is that?
I said he got quiet. He ain't say nothing, Case.
Oh, shoot, me, I'm ready to race. I'm ready. Soon, hey, probably this weekend. I might have one this weekend. I'm going to get Glassman this weekend. So I'm just trying to get a race set up for a Tracy race. That's all.
Yeah, I got it set up with Hayes for the 6, Tracy, the little S10.
Hey, you got a Hayes set up for the 6? Y'all got a time on the race y'all trying to do?
Yeah, me and Hayes ain't got no time, but it's the 16th. We got it locked already, and it's supposed to be motor on motor. My Rego against his S10.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'd like to keep the girls well informed on that. You tell me, you Suitcase, you just mentioned Hayes. I mean, you just mentioned Glassman's name. Sharon, see if we can get Glassman out there. Let me see if I find Glassman. Seems like he got something to say. Let me open his mic right now. Glassman, you out there?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Patrick?
What's going on, man? You got
hey,
Suitcase on the line. What's going on?
Yeah, Suitcase on the line.
Yeah,
you on here. Hey, what race we plan on doing? We going to do it this Sunday, or I thought you said it's going to be a couple weeks before you're ready.
Who, me? Me going to be, hey, I stay ready. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I told you we can race Wednesday in San Antonio. Shoot, I'm ready.
I hear you. I tell you what, let's make a deal. If you gap me, you watch me move.
God damn, man, I'm gonna gap you. Ain't that fast, but okay, that's cool.
Okay. We turn around and you watch me move for double the money. For double the money, yeah.
God damn, Black man.
Come on, man. I'm already stepping out of my league racing a twin turbo car.
Yeah, but I'm small block.
What's that?
I'm small block, small turbos, man. Come on, man.
That shit. They look big to me.
Well, let me ask you a question. I got one question to ask on this right now. What is the difference between your nitrous car and Tree Man's nitrous car?
My nitrous car and Tree Man's nitrous car?
Yeah.
I think Tree Man's spraying a 1200 shot, and I'm only spraying a 300. And he's
well,
got
that's the same difference between my car and them boys out of Georgia. That's the same difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. I ain't got no badass turbo car like the rest of them.
I hear you.
So y'all locked in on the gap is what y'all locked in on?
I locked in to raise them head up. That was it. Now you want to switch it up.
I'm not trying to switch it up. I know I'm going to get my ass drug. I'm just going to get my ass drug like a man. I'm just trying to negotiate another race after you drag my ass.
Man, it ain't gonna be no dragging. I'm don't see how I'm going to drag you with a car like that. I don't see the...
But if you do gap me, you'll watch me move for double the money.
I don't know. I don't know about that, Glass Man.
Man, you giving Ricky Brown the move?
You say what?
You giving Ricky Brown the move? What's the difference between giving Ricky Brown the move?
That's the only way he's going to race me. I'm just trying to get some action. If he ain't going to race me, and I want to race him real bad, so I'm going to give him what he asked for.
Well, give me what I'm asking for.
I can't do that for you.
All right, well, what if I say I ain't racing you Sunday? You just watch me move Sunday?
Last man. Hey, look, what I see is, man, y'all don't really want to race, man. Y'all don't want to race.
You know
we
I want to race.
Top of car. Your car faster than mine, and you still scared to race me. What you scared of?
You know I'm a race you. You know I'm a race you. I'm just trying to get another race locked in. Come on, let's just lock in two races. Come on.
That's the only race I'm going to give you, man. That's it. You take it or leave it.
I'm going to take it.
You
should.
Y'all going to race Sunday with your feet?
Yeah, we can go Sunday.
That sounds good to me. I will be there.
All right, man. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Who else you trying to race, Suitcase?
I don't know. Whoever wants some.
What about that big black Mustang y'all got? Can I have some of that? That big black nitrous car you got? That's more my league right there.
I ain't got no nitrous car. You know that. You know I'm all turbo. You talking about flying?
I don't know. Whoever that big black nitrous Mustang is in y'all's camp.
Yeah, I already told you. I got to talk to him. That's not my car.
Well, get to talking to him and let me know.
I will do that. He'll be out there this weekend.
Well, all right, I'll be dead on his ass, too. All right, I'm gonna put my phone on you.
All right, hey, be ready Sunday, all right? Be ready. I'm be ready.
I'm always ready, Suitcase.
All right,
Sharon. All right, see if you catch Bushnell on the phone. We're going to go to line two. This guy got to say, man, about the topic, what's going on. 832-4782. What do you think about the topic, what Batman brought up about the cheetah fox in the car? What's your opinion on that? 832-4782.
Hello?
What's up, man? You on? What's going on?
Yeah, nothing much. Yeah, trying to make it to the house. Batman was saying what he was saying about the delay boxes and all that extra stuff you have in your car.
He said about the boxes. Some people you go around, you look in their car, and they got the box to try to help them cut a light. And he said to me, that's kind of cheating the game of grudge racing.
Well, my opinion, it ain't cheating the game. You use whatever means necessary to win, man. You know, he sound like he need a box or something. He must need one because whatever you need, you use. Whatever means necessary. It ain't no rules. In grudge racing, it's whatever you bring to the track, that's what you run. Ain't no inspection. You ain't running class racing. See, whatever you think you need, that's what you use.
So for the ones who think it, I mean, I'm like this. I'm the same way, man. You grudge race, I mean, you know, certain guys got different applications on their car. Don't nobody sit equal. If you're that tree is on the individual driver, I'm not going to say you're going to beat that box. You probably not going to beat that box. Just because he got that box don't necessarily mean he's going to out-hustle you on up end. Everybody got a chance to buy the box. But Batman's topic was night was, hey, man, you know, what's happening with people trying to come off the light on just raw talent?
like people said, it's 2013, it's grudge racing. People try to run with their brawn, you try to negotiate your race. You know, he was back there, was just kind of bringing up, there's a lot of new guys that don't know. He bringing it out here, but he just, his opinion, and he had some people agree with him that, you know, they thought that he is cheating the game. So, you know, we brought it up, and you had different opinion on it. So, it's grudge racing.
Well,
wrong with you. Batman,
the ones that agree with him just don't know no better. And evidently, he don't know no better either.
Batman, fall off. Where's Batman?
Batman dropped off.
Okay. Based on what Phil was saying here, who else? Let me give another race out here. Let him get his opinion on it. I'm going to go to one and then see what he think about it. It's just a matter of opinion. We're going to go to 972-7937. 972-7932. Tony
Thorne,
what's going on?
I hang around listening to all these people talk on here about the delay boxes.
What do you think about this, Tony Gideo? You've been around a long time. What do you think? What do you think? What's your opinion on it? Just put it out there. It's based on people's opinion, what they think. Hey, things change. Things always change. It's never going to go back to where it used to be. And, you know, what do you think?
I don't really think a delay box has anything to do with a pro tree, except keeping you from red lighting. It's not going to make you any faster. I don't think a delay box will help you one iota on a 4/10 pro tree, unless you're so quick you red light, then maybe it will help you. But my experience of watching this drag racing and grudge racing, half these people wouldn't even know how to turn a delay box on, much less cut a light without one.
So you don't think it has no effect? You don't think it's nothing? You don't think it's cheating the game or nothing like that?
If I was racing somebody and he had a delay box in his car, I'm going to hope he's using it, because if he's late letting go of that button, he's going to be double late on that tree.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean,
I bracket raced for 20 years, and, yeah, on a 5/10 pro tree, it would help you from red lighting. On a 5/10 full tree, yeah, that's what you need. If you're going to run a 5/10 full tree, yes, you need a delay box. A 4/10 pro tree, I don't think a delay box is going to help you one iota, unless you're so quick you're going to red light.
I heard that. So, I mean, it's just a matter of opinion. We put it out here.
I've been bracket racing. You know, most of my life. And I would not use a delay box on a pro tree. I'm not quick enough to use one, or my car, nor quick enough reaction.
Well, he was saying that they got boxes, you know, they kind of, you know, got a box on the car to help them cut the light. And he never said delay boxes. It's a pro tree box or something. When he gets back there, back online, and just kind of, you know, let him explain what he say he know, what he say he see. I don't think he's referring to the typical bracket delay box. He's saying it's a new technology they got out here to help guys cut them lights out. On a pro tree.
The only thing that's going to help you cut a light is a very quick reacting car in your eye to your brain to your finger. If you got a delay box in there and say you got 0.0030 in there, and you let go late, we'll add 0.0030 to it. Let's say if you got a 430 light and you got 0030 in the delay box, well, you got a 460 light now.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I hear what you're saying. I mean, in pro tree, you grudge racing 9 times out of 10 when these guys go to grudge racing, they grudge racing on a pro tree. Guy got a box in there. I mean, how is he going to know where the guy's going to let the tree go? The guy might throw a fast tree on you, a slow tree on you. So, I mean, it's just information. You're just trying to see what people got to say. Some people agree that they think it's cheating. But me, myself, hey, as grudge racing, grudge game, man, you're going by all means necessary trying to win. And ain't nobody, I don't care if you got, if both of y'all got boxes, somebody's going to have to leave first. So,
The only way that I would think a box would help somebody if they're racing a 5/10 full tree or a 5-tenths pro tree. A 5-tenths pro tree, you can delay it and you know, cut your normal 4-0 lights and delay it and get it dialed into a 5-0 light. But, you know, most of these people out here that grudge race, they're not quick enough to need a delay box. How many cars do you see out there with delay boxes?
In the grudge game, you know, I don't see many in the grudge game. I don't see many. I only see them in the class racing, mostly bracket racing and stuff like that. I don't see them in the grudge racing.
Well, all I got to say, if they have a delay box, I don't care. It don't make me one out. I hope they do have a delay box. And I hope they use it, too.
I heard that. Okay, he must have fell off. We couldn't get it back on. Just see if he wants to kind of give a comment to what you said. Hey, I'm never thinking like you might think
Who is Suitcase? Is Suitcase Turbo Chris?
Yeah, you on it. Batman, you over?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Theo, you was commenting to Batman what he said about that. Tony, the same thing I said. I'm just explaining to him. Batman, you weren't referring to a delay box. You were referring to a different box, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, what box is that?
Come on, Tom, you know what box it is. Don't play crazy. Let me finish it long time.
There ain't no such thing as anything but a delay box. What box are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Well, you know what box I'm talking about. Don't play crazy with me, man.
It's delay box. It's a box.
Okay.
Well, what is a delay box going to help you on a pro tree, Byron?
Hey, man, look here, man. I know it does, okay? I didn't see it happen. I know several people that got them right now. But you probably wouldn't know nothing about it.
I know a lot about them. I bracket race for 25 years.
Well, if you know about it, you know what I'm talking about here.
The only thing a delay box would help somebody on a pro tree is keep from not red lighting. It does not make their light any quicker.
Okay. You really believe that?
I'm an honest believer in that, yes.
Okay.
Hey, man, that's you got a problem with whatever somebody got in their car, man.
Do what now?
I said, why you got a problem with whatever somebody got in their car?
I don't have a problem with everybody having their car. But see, one thing about me is I've been around this shit for a long time. If I feel like I'm going to race, I'm going to race you, but I'm going to study you too, just as well. See, I ain't the average motherfucking race. I like what you, whatever this is. If I start, I'm going to race you. I'm going to start shooting just as well.
I'm saying, what kind of problem you got with what somebody got in their car, man?
I just told you I don't have a problem. It was just a discussion that we talked about. And then, like I told you, you're not talking about the starter race. I've been doing this for a long time, man. I'm just telling you what I know of my knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how did this come about? You sound like you got a problem with what somebody got
you
in their car.
You keep saying it's not a problem. It's a discussion. It's not a problem. Because I can give a damn what anybody got in their car.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
You sound like you got a problem with what somebody got in their car.
Let me tell you something. I don't spend damn time on damn motherfucking car. I'm just telling you. It was a discussion. I like your car. I don't know what you got. But if I'm going to race you, I'm going to study you. You understand what I'm saying? If I feel like I'm going to race you, I'm going to race you. But I'm saying, if I feel like my odds ain't that good with what you got in your car, I'm going to tell you no. That's just being a real race, a real player to the game. You ain't talking about the start of this shit, who else you is.
Sound like you scared of what somebody got in their car, man.
I ain't scared of shit. If you know me, you don't know me, because if you did, every motherfucker around here tell you, I ain't scared of nothing right now, motherfucker. I don't have enough wins to make you out a motherfucking champion.
Batman.
You sound like you're worried about what
Batman.
Somebody got in their car, man.
Yeah.
Batman. I really hate to interrupt you, but El Campo, your mic is open.
Batman.
Yeah.
You lost your damn mind. How is a box going to help you on a pro tree? I mean, have you lost your damn mind?
I don't think y'all know anything about what I'm talking about then, because I know several people that have
You don't know when in the hell that man going to drop that tree, so a box ain't going to help you none. I don't care if you got a unless you got something going on with the man gonna drop the button, that's the only goddamn way you gonna know.
I'm telling you, in Dallas, Texas. Are you from Dallas, Texas?
I don't know. You know where the hell I'm from.
No, are you from Dallas, Texas? I'm asking you.
There you go with another dumb question.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Are you from Dallas, Texas? Okay, you came in out for that one. So
you can go over there and ask that tree if I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Well,
you know damn well I'm not from Dallas, Texas.
Okay,
I'm here
in Dallas, Texas. You don't know
nobody
down
Trey Dirty. Well, suspension car?
Yes, sir. Stock suspension. Yes, sir. Small block, twin turbo. Small block Ford.
Have I ever seen it before?
You probably have. That's Turbo Chris' old car.
Oh, it's Turbo Chris' old car?
Yeah.
Well, I know that car. That car's weak.
Okay. Well, you want to try? I mean, what you got to run with? What kind of car you got?
Oh, I got a black Camaro. I run hillbilly with it for last year.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. I got a weak turbo car, and it's hard for me to race. Maybe you can do something for me then, since it's weak. You gonna watch me move or something?
I didn't say it was weak. That was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say a word about being weak. That somebody else jumped on there and said that.
Well, whoever said it was weak, maybe they might want to watch me move or something.
I don't never call somebody's car weak. only thing I tell them to do is get in the other lane.
Hey, there ain't the first one said that.
Ricky Brown said I had a slow and turbo car, but I got to watch him move, get in the back tire to move, and all that shit, but I got a slow and turbo car.
Well, Glassman, he wants to move too, so you must be pretty fast.
No, I ain't fast. They just kind of scared of race. That's all.
I tell you what, you come up here to Denton at 16, I ain't scared of race you.
Yeah, I'm going to be down now. But if you're running with here, Billy, shoot. I ain't got nothing for you. You might have to do something for me.
Only thing that I do in drag racing is I give them the other lane.
Okay.
I'm jumping out of my league, jumping on a twin turbo car anyway. But you're just on here looking for some action, and I'm a racer. And you know,
yeah.
I'll give you an opportunity of showing me.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of them non-believers.
Non-believers of turbo, huh?
Non-believer that I'm gonna get Iran. Ask him, Billy. Ask him, but he done outran me twice. Drag racing. Anything happen? Drag racing. The man that makes the less mistakes usually wins. And that. But if you're looking for a race on the 16th and you got Turbo Chris's old car, I'll give you the opportunity to grab the other lane.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can do something. I don't know. Maybe we'll try something.
All right. Hey, Tracy, did Alley Cat ever find his way to the show this week? Alley Cat,
man,
the horse?
I ain't heard about it yet. I tell you what, since you called him, somebody was looking for Horace. So, Sharon, see, can you get Alley Cat on Horace on the phone? The second week, Tony and I come on here looking for Alley Cat, and we can't get him. So, if somebody out there can get him on, Sharon, you can try. We got time. You can try to get him on if you want to, him or Horace. So, Suitcase wanted to say something.
I can try to get Horace, but you'll need to send me Alley Cat's phone number.
I seen you had a cat phone number. If anybody knows, they can get him on the phone. But
hey, tell him, Alley Cat, we'll put his car on advertisement down here if he don't load it, get in the other lane with me.
You'll do what now?
We put his car down here on the advertisement sheet because that's the only place I ever see. That's the only place I ever see their car is on advertisement of a race. I never see it in the other lane.
You never see it in the other lane. Well, we gonna see can.
No. I want to see it beside my silver Mustang.
Okay, we'll see if we can get him on there and see what he want to do. Second week you done come on here looking for Alley Cat, and we'll let you try to address that with him. So how y'all looking for that race? Tony, want to tell folks about what race y'all got lined up down there right now?
Huh?
Won't you tell the people what race y'all got lined up down there?
All we got, bar none, they're racing six races. Tori, me, Vanilla Grilla, Bull. There's another one I think locked in. Birdman's locked in the race, both Hyde and Jackal. I don't let the list run out. We got like 26 races locked in. I'm locked in with Tori, too.
How y'all locked Birdman in with both cars?
Right?
Boy, how y'all do that?
He did it. He locked both cars in. He's running both cars, Jackal and the Hyde.
Well, I heard that. That's a good deal. Birdman coming down there. He's running for the back half bit. And then he goes over Jackal Hyde. He's bringing that.
Prime time in the house. He's locked in with a couple of races. I forget who they are, but he's looking for some more races. He's really looking for that glass man, but I guess he wrecked the 7-Up. I don't know if it'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they didn't hurt it bad. It kind of just kind of side the wall a little bit, so it'll be around. I don't think they hurt it that bad, you know. I heard him talking about today that he kind of sideswiped. So you guys, the way you see, you still got a couple more weeks before that or a race where you got another week anyway, so. You never know. So we're trying to see if we can't get
I want Batman, too. Hey, Tracy, this case. Hey.
That's Batman.
Batman.
What I'm talking to you want to know. Batman's on here. Batman.
Yeah, hey, Batman.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think that sounded like you talking that noise back on the background. I want you too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Don't you have a Mustang too?
Yeah, I do. I'm like what's name? I don't really run turbo cars, but I'll take the move from you.
Come on, Batman.
Yeah, you get. Hey, let me tell you something. You getting your partner to move. I want to take the move too.
No, but you know what? But if I'm weak though, you ought to be raising me head up, huh? Or you ought to be watching me move because I'm weak.
I tell you what I will do. I got a buddy of mine. Got a Camaro. We'll run you with that one.
And what I'm saying is, I'm just telling you
what I'll do. We'll run you with this black Camaro. We'll do that. And I don't care what kind of turbos you got on.
My question is this, Batman. I'm talking about that Mustang you got.
Well, I just told you. You must not be listening, Kay. I just told you.
I know what that, you said. But...
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. But I tell you what, if you're really looking for a race, I got a partner that I'm in the same camp. We're in the same camp. We'll give you a race with that one. We don't care nothing about your turbo.
Okay. Oh, another turbo car?
No, don't worry about all that.
But I'm telling you what I got, but you won't tell me what you got.
No, it's a nitrous car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't care nothing about your turbo. We'll run you. Any kind of money you want to run for.
I'm going to be down there. I'll see. I'll be down there.
Yeah, I can get that on for you right quick.
That's a bag-ass car or what? Bag-ass car?
Yeah, it's a bag-ass car.
Oh, shit. Okay. I ain't ready for no damn bag-ass car right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got twin turbos. You're sucking in the world. You should be.
Yeah, but I ain't got that type of turbo car. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
So you tell me your turbos don't work then?
Oh, they work, but you got different. That's just like you. You got a nicer car, right?
Yeah, but you got a different type of nicer car.
All nicer car is not equal, just like all turbo cars ain't equal. You know that.
Hey, Suitcase, come on down here. I'm going to see if we can knock the pink off your car.
Hey, I'm going to be down there.
Yeah, come on down. I'm sure we can knock the pink off your car. Because I think you'd be sad at it.
Let me ask you a question. You said
yeah,
back
I think you'd be,
so
you be sad at it anyway.
Will you run Birdman then?
Huh?
Will you run Birdman with your back ass car?
We can't beat Birdman, but we can beat you.
Okay.
What's this weed? Hey, Batman, you got a mouse in your pocket or what?
Mm-mm. Because yeah. It is. It's a camp, so is weed. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so you come on down, we'll knock the pink off your car, and we're going to put you back in your suitcase.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there. I'll be there.
I finally got Addy Cat on it. Tony, you was asking Addy Cat. I finally got him a horse on his phone. So suitcase, you were too, so give y'all a chance to holler at him. You've been asking for it for the last couple of weeks. Go ahead, Tony.
I want to know, Alicat, I want to know if you want to grab another lane with my silver Mustang.
No problem, Tony. May 26th. Lock it in right now.
When?
May 26th. Lock it in right now. Why you want to do all this goddamn talking? You ain't got to do all this talking no more. Let's lock it in.
Where are we going to be at May 26th?
In HMT, Houston, Texas.
Okay. I lock my Mustang in with your Camaro May 26th.
69 Camaro, yes, sir. 500 or 2,000 or better. Let's lock it in right now.
It's locked in. It's locked in, and I want to race before it gets dark.
What time are we going to be in the lane? Shoot it up, ready to go.
7 o'clock.
Make it 8 o'clock.
What time does it get dark?
8 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
You want to be in the lanes at 8 o'clock?
Be in the lane, ready to go, suited up. 8 o'clock.
Locked in. Flip the lane, pro tree.
Who is responsible for the money on your part?
Huh?
Who is responsible for your $500 lock-in money? Who is responsible
for
it?
That's me.
All right. 10-4 there. I'm responsible for ours.
I know you got it.
Okay, that was simple, wasn't it?
I'll be there May 26th to do that. I'll also be there April 6th if you want to do it then too. We can do it on both dates.
At the driver be out of town.
Oh, all right.
He has an anniversary on that day. He ain't doing no racing. He don't even want to talk about racing.
Well, hell, I'll drive it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be there on May 26th for the Silver Mustang.
Hey, son.
Huh?
Hey, son.
Yeah.
I want to lock in with Horace, man. I want to be Horace, man. I want the moon from Horace.
Have a nice night. How about that? You don't want to race.
You say what?
You don't want to race. You know you don't want to race.
Come on, man. How you going to say something crazy stuff like that, man?
I asked you two weeks ago to lock in.
I don't want to lock in with no ghost car. You fucked me last time. I don't want to fool with you like that. I told you. I want to win Horace car. I want the move from Horace. I don't want to play with you like that. You know you be playing the game. I ain't got time for that, son.
I give you Horace autograph. How about that?
I know, because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to drag y'all butt again.
Okay, well, then lock it in. That's all you got to do. We ain't got to do all the talking, man. I mean, it's simple with me.
We're going to lock in the moon. Horace gonna lock
I got
the
another
moon.
$500. I got another $500. Hello? Is everybody there?
I lock in the 500. I want the moon from Horace.
500. On your twin turbo, we're not asking all these questions, man. You called for a girls race, right? You got it. No problem.
Listen, you done fucked me last time, Sam. I want to know what car I told
you
hard.
I'm going to fuck you again.
Oh, boy.
My brother named Lake.
What are we going to do, man?
Shit, I told you to lock in. We can lock in and we can do the time in the lanes and everything, just like we did last time. It's simple with me, man.
Okay. Y'all going to watch me move, okay? What day?
That'll never happen. That'll never happen.
Well, it'll never happen.
You have any popcorn over there, 2K?
No.
Catfish, you don't even talk.
Hey,
what happened to Hayes on there?
Anybody else on this phone want something?
Oh, that's all kind of racing up first. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
And then it gets there probably around 4 o'clock,
yeah.
3.
Hey, I'm asking your opinion. You wasn't on the other topic.
We're probably going to try to get them going.
What you think about it? The discussion coming up about grudge racing tonight. The discussion was, is it cheating if a person got a...
There's a couple of flashlights.
The discussion was wrong color. What happened to using raw talent when you come out there grudge race? People coming out here with fiberglass bodies, people coming out to see pots on the car to help them cut the tree, and you think it's cheap? You think it's a form of cheap?
Well, I'm going to go
for Friday. You're not winning, no way.
What's that?
I said, if you're not cheating, you're not winning no damn way. So. So if you have a carbon fiber body or if you got anything like that, all that's cool. All that's fine. That's cool. That's called grudge racing. Run with your bro.
Hey, Tracy, this is Finney, Birdman. How's it going?
Hey, Finney, what's going on? Go ahead.
I did want to say something on that box thing.
Go ahead.
That I think what Batman is referring to, I may be wrong about this. I haven't checked on it in a long time, but they, a few years ago, came out with a laser-type deal that read the light, and that was your reaction time box. It was a prototype-type thing, but it wasn't reliable, so they weren't using it. They outlawed them in pro stock and other classes. I think that's what he's referring to. Now, maybe technology's come a long way, which I'm sure it has, and those boxes are actually working. Point is, technology's going to get ahead of us. It just always is. Whoever's on the technology bandwagon and drag racing is usually going to win.
Is this Birdman talking?
That's Finney, the driver for Birdman, yeah.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm so glad somebody came over here and know what the world I was talking about. I sure appreciate you telling these so-called racers that know everything.
Not everybody knows about it. I heard about it from old pro stalker that I know. So, yeah, that's what he's referring to, and I think it's just part of it. You know, if you think somebody's got one, well, go get you one, you know. And it might cost money. It might be out of your budget. But that's just racing. You can't go through a grip car and go through all of their electronics and figure out what they got, what they don't got. You just run what you got. That's all I got to say about it.
They tried to say McFerrin was running one of those in that 7-0 class or something.
I mean, you're a grudge racer, man. It's the end time of grudge racing, guys. But trying to go to win at all costs, I mean, it's kind of like wrong with the morning. If you get caught, he gets you and he got you. But that's just part of it when it's grudge racing. It's, you know, people's run with your brawn. So, I mean, technology not going away. You got guys going to find out how to do some slick stuff. And that's just part of the game. I mean, you know, you don't think you can beat them, you don't run them. You ask for something and see if you can get away with it, buddy. I mean, me personally, I think it's all part of the game in grudge. And if it was a class race and it's prohibited, it's a different story. But in grudge racing, you know, hey, you kind of got to, like I said, you got to study the car and kind of know what's happening. You're all taking a gamble. You know, you're going to run what you're wrong and hope you're wrong or not. No, if not, you got to try to negotiate something. That's my take on it. That's what I think. You know, you know, so anybody else, what do you think on it? You ain't talking, mute your mic, but, you know, you got people both ways. Sound like tonight on the discussion, it kind of went both ways. Some people felt like it's a form of cheating. Some people felt like it's not. All in all, this grudge racing, man, just my opinion on it. It's grudge racing, man. People going to try to win at all costs. So it's about how you play the game, how you go to win. Most people try to go to win. The ones who don't know, like Batman says, some people don't know, and he's just trying to give them some knowledge about it, and he felt like he's cheating because, his game was on raw talent. He felt like if you don't have it, you're cutting the light on raw talent. If you got it, you're cheating the game. And grudge racing, man trying to win at all costs. So, I mean, interesting discussion. A lot of people spoke about it, so I don't think it's going away. So, sometimes we got to keep up. And some of us don't get what helps us, and some of us not. So, that being said, man, you know, anybody else got something to say? I got somebody on texting me right now. But Mike, your mic is open, so if I got a opinion on it, the mic is open. Okay, man, well, hey. With that being said, man, this question, Sam, we're going to go online. We're coming up on an hour. We're going to try to get out of here. We're going to go to the line and let you do the last call. So we can get out of here.
Okay. Alley Cat, your final comment.
Hello?
Forrest, your final comment.
I don't have that, Jerry.
All right. El Campo, your final comment. Benny, your final comment.
I just want to say I'm looking forward to it. Y'all have a good night.
Ready?
Tony Thorne, your final comment.
I'm out of here. Y'all have a good night.
Glassman, your final comment. Suitcase, your final comment.
Keep on going.
I think everybody fell asleep on me. Butler Boys, your final comments. Lorenzo, your final comments. Okay, anybody else left on the line that has a final comment, go ahead and make it. Let's just do it that way.
Well, if we ain't got no final comments, man, good topic. Like I said, if you come up with a topic, the thing you bring some knowledge to the game, hey, bring it, man. We'll talk about it, put it out there. People got difference of opinion. We see if we can't learn something. It's all information. Got a race coming up this weekend, one coming up next weekend. So, guys, get ready. The weather's going to start changing. Should be getting a little better. Should be a great racing season. Go out and support each other, race, man. And until then, man, we'll do it again next week, the same time. So, everybody, I enjoy it. Good night.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing. Tony Primetime Boss Bison Crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and Crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid Ivan will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6. 563 AtomicDogDragRacing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.